The average age of a farmer keeps creeping up, and as they linger in the fields, beginning farmers have a tough time finding land to start their own careers. In the second part of Harvest Public Media's series on farmland transfer, Madeline Beck explains the many challenges that lie ahead.
Beginning farmers aren't a monolith, but they generally fall into one of two categories: those who want to start small, local, and organic operations, or those who want to stay in the family business and grow conventional crops like corn and soybeans, like John Heaton. He's 26 and sells corn and soybean seed outside Toulon, Illinois. He invited me into his warehouse slash office. But what he really wants to do is farm his own land.
You know, growing up on a family farm, it's what I grew up with, it's what I love.
Just as his father and grandfather did, Heaton is looking for land to rent from retiring farmers. But farmers are hanging on longer, and farms continue to be consolidated, so there are fewer opportunities. One angle Heaton has tried is a database in Iowa called AgLink that connects tenured farmers with beginning ones, potentially to buy or rent land. David Baker runs AgLink, and he encourages beginning farmers to think of renting first.
Land is by far the last thing I want to see them try and take on and saddle themselves with debt for land, because that's the slowest return on their investment.
Baker's database is part of the Beginning Farmer Program at Iowa State Extension and Outreach, and is a little like a dating service. It starts online, but the real connection has to happen in person.
And through several, you know, conversations, because I think communication is the key to this, is that they either decide, no, this probably isn't what I'm really interested in, or they say, I'm still very interested in what you have. I'd like to come and visit you.
There are farmer networks to do this through, too. Large organized groups or a few guys who regularly meet for coffee. But the next step in starting a farm is nailing down the business side of things.
When people come to our program, they tend to be pretty starry-eyed and a little romantic about the notion of farming. And so we do our best to take those rose-colored glasses off.
That's Sherry Doyle with the Angelic Organics Learning Center in Northern Illinois. Her organization runs a course that brings tenured farmers together with new farmers to go over business details, including land acquisition. She says it throws an extra wrench into a farmer's budget.
So when you add on a mortgage to the numbers that you're running, it's quite difficult to make a profit.
That's part of why Doyle stands behind renting first. But for those who are dead set on buying a small local operation, it's also hard to find 10 to 15 acre pieces of farmable land for sale. Large 100 acre properties are hard to break up, and the smaller parcels are attractive to a lot of non-farmers, like retirees and horse owners. Ben Snare and his family faced that challenge and searched for the perfect place for more than a year. They found it outside Beloit, Wisconsin, but even then, there was an issue.
Zoning. It was a big thing that I never really thought of, but it ended up being a really big thing where we weren't even going to be able to put up a greenhouse.
Snare successfully got that changed, but it's notoriously hard to maintain a steady profit with a small farm. So they're pivoting toward more meat production and live events, which gives them a more reliable income, and a farm job when they get too old for heavy manual labor. After he mentions that, Snare chases down a cow in the yard. His 4-year-old daughter, Emma, fills the space.
I just learned a couple letters. O.
Oh.
I learned it today. And then Z, but no B.
Emma is already helping the Snares transplant onions, and Ben loves watching his baby, Hayden, around the chickens. There's even a third possible farmer on the way. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.